From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. Ethics reform will still get a lot of attention from some Missouri lawmakers next year. One proposal for 2017 addresses the new law that requires former elected officials to wait 6 months before they can become lobbyists. GOP Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph wants to expand that waiting period to 2 years. Schaff has also pre-filed legislation to ban lobbyist gifts, and a similar bill has been filed in the House by Republican Justin Offerman of Herman. Another pre-filed ethics bill would allow citizens to claim a credit of up to $100 off state income taxes for contributions to political candidates or committees. Columbia's Parks and Recreation Department may be updating ordinances to include more unisex restrooms in city parks. Parks and Recreation Director Mike Griggs says these updates would allow caretakers to assist people with disabilities who are of the opposite sex in park restrooms.
Maybe you're a male caretaker of a female in a wheelchair, or you just are a son with an elderly parent, you know, and you need to help them go to the facility. And so this will make them feel more at ease.
He says the changes would also allow parents to bring young children of the opposite sex into the same restrooms as them without issue. Griggs says unisex restrooms will be included in plans for all future facilities. One of the pre-filed bills for Missouri's 2017 legislative session would make it easier for needle exchange programs to operate in the state. The programs make sure intravenous drug users have access to clean needles to prevent the spread of hepatitis C and HIV. Bill sponsor Republican State Representative Holly Rader says right now needle exchange programs are illegal in Missouri.
They're a bit controversial when you think about them because a lot of folks feel that they're enabling addicts. But what they do is they help keep that addict alive, and they help cut down on the spread of disease.
Rader's bill would exempt organizations that distribute clean needles from the state's drug paraphernalia law. Another pre-filed bill for the 2017 legislative session includes a renewed effort to ban gifts from lobbyists, which passed the House earlier this year but died in the Senate. It's sponsored by Republican Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph.
It would ban tickets to the ball game or going out to a restaurant or any kind of other gift. And it also would stop lobbyists from bundling together checks from their clients and then giving them to legislators.
He feels the gift ban has a better chance of passing this time around because it has support from incoming Governor Eric Greitens. Schaff has also pre-filed legislation to extend the waiting period before former elected officials can become lobbyists to 2 years. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.